WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Well, afternoon, Charlie. How you doing? WB2YZX, WA2AXZ. Moving the chairs around in the shack. My comfortable blue one. Oh, yes, good to see you. Well, what's new? How you been? Everybody was chomping at the bit for field day?
Yes, I'm gathering my stuff together. Actually, there's a lot of stuff I never even unpacked from last year, so that makes it a little bit easier. And I was just forwarding that email that you sent this morning on to a few friends of mine.
Which one was that?
Cab drivers. Especially in the morning when I'm having my coffee, I usually have at least a dozen emails from various people, and seem to go around in circles. But I hope we have some good conditions for field day, or maybe like we had last night. Last night I was on 10 meters and 6 meters, and I was on for hours, and it was warming in like crazy. I was getting super duper signal reports, and even working FM Simplex on 10 meters, I was getting reports like the guy was next door, so that was a lot of fun.
WB2YZX,
in the
K2IRT. Yeah, I know you sent that little list of what you did out there, and it's just amazing. And you're right, we need sunspots. If it opens up like this, maybe we just work around the sunspots. God only knows what we're going to find on field day. I'm just praying it dries up a little bit, because I joked with the guys, I planted tomato plants in the backyard, and I just turned around, they turned into watermelons.
I was thinking the same thing. We've been pretty lucky, except for that one time at Montague Farming. And we still have a substantial amount of work to do in the morning there, but, whatever, we'll see what happens. The only thing worse than rain is rain and lightning.
Yeah, I agree. I was supposed to take a ride out there earlier this week and set up the vertical base, and I've been inundated. I don't know if you watched the news tonight, but there was no number 7 train for an hour and a half tonight.
I did get some kind of message on my Nextel about no power somewhere, but I was already home, so I deleted it.
Okay, it happened about 5 minutes before I was leaving. Everybody was happy. I'm sitting in my office finishing up all the other stuff I'm doing. And all the alarms start going off in the IRT, and I look out the door and I go, "Hi, here we go." Everybody starts running to the board. There's a dead short circuit on the signal feeders between 90th Street and Queen Plaza. Cut down all the signals from bumper block on the Flushing line. And the guys had to go out in the pouring rain and do the troubleshooting on the high voltage, trying to find out where the problem was there. Oh, I'd love to be a fly on the wall at tomorrow morning's meeting.
And what was it?
Inside every passenger station has a thing called the Ion switch. It's a Westinghouse switch. More like a breaker than anything else. Again, this stuff was put in 1916, 1917, and the water seals aren't as good as they used to be, and water won, electricity nothing.
Ah, yes, say no more, I understand.
So after all I did at work, I came home in the hope that I'd just do something in the bathroom. I tore the bathroom apart in the hope that I would just get it done one day, and I actually put two wires together and one red wire. I feel like I made a big accomplishment there. Nothing else. I have to go to Home Depot and get the switch, lamp, and everything else. I don't know. It's going too slow. The nerve of work getting in the way. Well, seeing that it's at the top of the hour, I know Andy won't be here tonight. Andy and a bunch of the guys went to a retirement dinner for the third rail people. A couple of the guys are going to opt out. So let's open it up and see if we have anybody else to join us. This is the K2IRT, the York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Again, you don't have to be a member. Just come on in and be part of the fun. WB2PQR. WB2PQR, hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, let me let it drop and see if anybody else wants to join.
Try it again. You broke up at the end.
Okay, let me move the antenna. Hold on, let me move the antenna.
People saying that, I close my eyes and I remember the rabbit ears with the tin foil on top of the TV.
I think he's moving the antenna, Mr. Corker.
More tin foil.
Alright, while Abe is doing his thing with the antenna, let's see if anyone else wants to join us. Again, this is K2IRT. Oh, well.
So, let me sit here for a second. Charlie, I talked to Sullivan out at the Hamels Y in the middle of the storm today. He calls me up and he says, "Lobie, I don't know what you did, but you must have put water on it. This thing grew."
Well, it is a beautiful sight to behold. I hope he's the kind of person that appreciates a thing of beauty like that.
By the way, Wally got all upset. I had a little chat with him. I was at 2 Broadway today, and I'm under the impression that all the emails are now being monitored and screened. So he doesn't want me to send them anything in the case of ham radio anymore. He's afraid that they're going to come after him.
They have to fire half the company. Oh, well, what can I tell you? Actually, there's a woman I work with that uses a dial-up modem on her computer. She's trained to use the TA email because she's under the impression that they're reading her emails.
Let me beat the PQR back.
Wow, much better.
Yeah, all right, yeah, I had some guests, and I moved the antenna from my normal location, which is in the front, which is a mad mount. And then I moved it back into this room, so they can use the bathroom, and now I put it back to where it was, so the signal should go up. Yeah, I hear you on the input, which was nice. And the other thing, I know your tales of woe about bathrooms. I'm redoing a bathroom downstairs, and it's just taking a lot of time, and we're finishing up right now. Can't take tiles. Don't like the tiles. So we ended up putting an enclosure around it, plastic, and I won't have to worry about tiles no more. Back to you, WB2PQR.
WB2PQR and the K2IRT group. Yeah, well, I'm not doing the tiles. The green tile in this house is very good. This house was built in the late 20s, and they did a very good job of putting a nice green and green tile with the black surround. So what I'm doing, the tile is at the lower portion, maybe about at the 4 foot, 4.5 foot level, and then it was plasterboard all the way to the ceiling. Well, the plasterboard started to deteriorate, and the ceiling had seen better days, so I did a rip. I re-put the green board up, the half-inch green board, moisture-proof. On the ceiling, I'm going to drop the ceiling about 6 inches, put a new light fixture, and I'm looking, scratching my head. I'm probably going to put a vent fan up there and just blow the air out. We'll have to see.
I'm doing the wall first, and I got all the walls done except by the wall by the that new medicine cabinet there, and that's where I'm doing the wiring. And I had hoped today I'd get the wiring done, and as I told Charlie earlier, two wires and one wire nut, and that's the limit of my work there today. Go ahead.
That is a good accomplishment. That is a very good accomplishment. I do about the same type of work. Put it this way, you know, you are an excellent TA employee.
If I was excellent, I'd have five people watching, giving me advice.
We lost that about three contracts ago. But it is getting better because it used to be 10.
WA2AX for the KCYRT group. I don't know. It's given us a head name. I don't know. Went to Broadway for a meeting. They had the historians and the archivists, and they give a talk on what we do at the museum. And it's an amazing, feat to see what we do behind the scenes there. And this little old lady came up from the back. She was a reporter for one of the newspapers. And she was just glowing over how wonderfully dedicated the Transit Authority employees are, you know, camaraderie and all that. She'll be writing an article soon. I can't wait to see this one. All right, Charlie, let's go back to you, WB2YZ.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, hey, good evening to you. And, yeah, I could have gone to that meeting today. I just had too much stuff to do, and, actually doesn't make sense to make any plans, which I'm sure you know, because, as soon as you make plans, they get interrupted by something, they maybe go to some, kind of a software, package meeting that someone was, peddling, and I had that messed up a good part of my afternoon. And what can I tell you? Like I say, you come to work saying, I'm going to do this, and this, and forget about it. Just never happened. So, good to hear you in there, Rich. And so, if you're getting on the air at all, and if so, what bands and what kind of antennas you got hooked up in your place? So, let me give it over to Lobie first. Back to you.
Hi, WB2YZX on the K2IRT group there. Abe, she's all yours. Yeah, what have you been doing? And you going to join us for the field day? Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to come over and take a look around. If you need any parts or anything, let me know. I've got a few things around here. As for more bands, nah, I haven't put up my antenna yet. I get on the repeater here. I get an ARES, Aries frequencies on Sundays, and just doing some stuff here. I've been playing around with some scanners that I just picked up and listening in, and I was listening in how they felt Parkway was underwater. I went to Home Depot and their parking lot was underwater, and they were using their pumps to pump out the parking lot. But there's always something to do around the house. But I got my ideas what I want to do. And, get on the internet, I buy stuff on eBay, I get into my military equipment, and go to Hamfest, you know, all kinds of goodies like that. And, once I start with different projects, I go to the Hamfest, I buy a piece of equipment, I play with it a little bit, and, you know, it gets me enthused, and I get it working, or I write a little note to myself what has to be done to get it working. And then I go on to another project. That's the loveliness of being retired. You ought to try it, Lobie, you too. I'm sure you're getting there soon. And you hear all kinds of stuff floating around. And the other thing is, my daughter was had an internship at the museum. And I also gave some prints in the 1902. Some tunnels and stuff from that we were going to throw out, so I gave it to the museum to archive it, and they still have some stuff. Okay, I'll send it back to, you, Robbie, and you can toss it around and give it a second and see if somebody else would like to join. And this is the K2RRT, New York City Transit, Amateur Radio Club, get together. You don't have to be a ham. You don't have to be a ham. You don't have to be a transit employee. You might be able to ride the subways once in now and then. So take it over, Robbie, WB2PQR.
Not only do I ride them, but I run them, W2FBR Mobile.
Oh, there's our long-lost Steve, W2FBR. How you doing, Steve? What's going on your side of the world? Where are you going?
Well, I've kind of given up on going to the restaurants, Wolby, so I'm actually going to the local convenience store and grabbing myself a Foot Long Hero for dinner. And that's that. So, anyhow, you're going to meet us down at Grand Central. We're going to be running the post-war IRT sneeze, also known as the Train of Many Troubles, as we like to call it. Going from Grand Central on the IRT up to East 180th Street, where the low V's are going to pick up everybody. So I just was wondering if you were going to come out to that this Saturday. Over.
Matter of fact, I just found out about it this afternoon, and I've got to run around on Saturday. You know, if I knew about it ahead of time, yeah, I would have been out there. But as I said, we had that meeting with the museum and the archivist, and that reporter seemed very interested. Nice old lady. And, she wants to do a story on the subway workers. So, a little old lady talking to you with a fine, it's almost an English accent. That's one of the reporters there that was at the place there today. You got the sneeze, huh? Sneeze. I thought that was part of Captain Hook. But at least they're running somewhat. I saw the low V's in the yard the other day. And that's a whole story in itself there. Can you give me 20 seconds to knock out the repeater? I don't know, have you been up there? Did they ever get the car wash to working?
Yeah, it's running again. I guess it was knocked out for a week or so, but I guess they've got everything running again.
Well, that's what I was asking, because when it blew out, it blew one of the main fuses in a switch that has 13,000 volts on it. And this is the second time in a row, and they sent me up to take a look. And by the car wash, they have an identical switch and a 1 million watt, a 1 megawatt transformer that feeds the whole car wash complex. And I'm looking at the front, and I don't see anything wrong in the front. And I tell the guys, okay, unbolt the back, let's take a look. And as they unbolt the back, they're yelling, Lobe, quick, come here, take a look. What had happened, there's vines and bushes growing all over the back, and thanks to the rain, the vines are growing out of control back there at 207th Street. And this one vine found its way in a vent hole in the high-tension switch and wrapped itself around the live bus work, and the vine, of course, blew itself up. The wetness of the vine ground it out. Left a nice good burn mark in the back of the cabinet. When we pulled the back of the cabinet out, it looked something like at a chiller theater, where this vine was actually reaching like a hand, trying to touch the 13,000 volts.
Wow. Sounds like something that you would have found at Inner Sanctum 70 years ago. That's pretty bizarre. I didn't know you were up in New York. If I would have known, probably should have called me on the cell phone if you're around. I'm not busy, but speaking of which, I apologize for missing the net last week. I think I missed it last week or the week before. Honestly, I had forgotten. I had the case of the hungries, and I went straight to get something to eat, and by the time I was done, I was like, holy smokes, I missed the net, so
Yeah, I've been out of the loop a little bit. Just keep it a low profile, you might say. I'll get with you on that sometime. But I'm actually on vacation next week, so if you're going to be around in the office, I might be making one of those early morning trips once or twice during the week, depending upon how the recipient of a morning ride handles it. So, but nevertheless, if you'll be around next week, I'd love to stop in and visit for a while. I don't know how many other people are in here. I'm being a hog. So, I know Abe is here. How you doing, Abe? And I'll just I'll toss it back to you, Lobie, because like I said, I kind of came in on your conversation with Abe. Let's see. W2AXC and the K2IRT group. W2FBR Mobile.
All right, Steve. So far we just got Abe and Charlie, WB2YZX. Andy went to a retirement dinner for the third rail people there, so he's not going to be here. And I don't know, maybe Rich and the other people will be down there. Just curious, are you going to stop by for the field day with our gang at Hamels this year?
I don't know, Lobie. That's kind of a tough call for me. It would sound like a good idea, but let me ask you this. Do you, are you able to park vehicles inside the fence out there at the substation, or heaven help us, you got to park it in the street?
Got a nice parking area back there. You can park it next to the substation or behind by the signal tower.
Okay. All right, well, I'll keep it in mind. I probably won't be coming out there, though. Trying to play catch-up with a few things, and, I haven't attended a field day site in years. As a matter of fact, the last field day that I participated in was 1981. I stand corrected. Around 84 or 85. Helped the guy set up and basically helped him set up. A bunch of us were the grunts and were a couple of the hardcore operators, so we just kind of hung around and shot the breeze while these guys went crazy making contacts.
Well, keep this in mind. We're not doing anything. You know, the door is always open. We've used a couple of nice operators to give us a hand over there. We got together last weekend and we put up the CA-33 again. And now we use all three antenna, all three tower sections. So it's at its full height with the mast and the tower section of 38 feet over the roof of Hamlin. So you can give the seagull a better perching location. Now let's turn it over to Charlie and let him put a few things in here. W2YZX, got the K2IRT group.
WA2AX, ZWB2YZX, and hello to Steve. Been a while since I've spoken to you. And, yeah, if you can come on down to field day for a little while, we have a good time. And, you can see the new monster we put up. And, I don't know about you, Lo, but Monday morning I was hurting. I don't know about hurting, but I think my very sunburned and a lot of bones aching. A good thing it was my day off. But we were out there for a good 8 hours and whatever, good exercise. And all right, Abe, good to hear that you're keeping busy there. I don't know how much room you got for antennas, but I've been spending time on 10 meters and 6 meters. They've had some decent openings last few days, actually last few weeks. So if you got the room, maybe worth the drop. You should want to throw something up there really quick. So anyway, I'm nothing much else on this end. So over to you, Lobie, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, WB2YZX. it's in the group K2IRT. I got 160 on right now, and I'm running a steady 9 noise level. I'm going to hopefully it just clears up a little bit, say hi to Tom and the gang. By the way, Steve, Tom was in the hospital last week, and having an episode of blacking out. He was in his garden there, and he just keeled over. So they're trying to find out what's going on with him. They did a CAT scan of his brain, and they didn't find anything there. Well, enough of that. Back to you, Abe.
Oh, okay. Good. What time does the, does I know 10 is a day band. What about 6? What time does 6 open up?
Well, it's a lot of heat season, and it's been a lot of it. What I generally do is I keep, I list it on 10 when I get home from work, usually late afternoon, but last night, 10 and 6 were open up until about the time I went to bed at 11 o'clock, and I was working down south, Midwest, and, you know, 1,000-mile contacts and whatever, but usually when 10 opens, there's a good chance 6 opens, so I'm not going to say it happens every day, but when it does, it's pretty intense, so it's worth a look.
Very good. Were you listening on 29.6, or were you listening in the sideband section?
Go, Charlie.
Maybe his batteries went dead or something. Let me let it drop it again.
Pull it over to Abe.
Hi, Charlie. I don't know if you said anything there, but you just broke up towards the end. You want to pick it up?
No, I gave it over to Abe. I was just telling him about 6 and 10 meters that it's phylletic heat season, and you don't know if or when it's going to be open, but if he's got a little room for an antenna, it might be worth his while.
Okay. I was asking, were you listening in on the sideband section, or were you listening in on FM on 29.6?
I was a guy in Georgia on FM last night, and a couple of sideband contacts on 10 and a couple of PSK, and then I went up to 6 meters. That was wide open. I had one contact with a guy in Wisconsin. Actually worked PSK on 6 meters, which I hadn't heard before, and actually heard some AM stations on 6 meters, believe it or not.
That would be fun again. We'll have to do that one of these days. Or even 2 a.m. I got a question for everybody. In fact, two questions, basically. Number one, did anybody have anything to do with the new movie Taking of Pelham 123?
Nope, that's one I sat out. I stayed out of the way. They usually give me a call. As a matter of fact, there's supposed to be a movie filming tomorrow night at Marcy Avenue. Walt Disney's The Sorcerer's Apprentice. I've been telling the guys the past couple of weeks they built a train set, a full elevated train set with full-size tracks, even the third rails at Floyd Bennett Field. But tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, they're going to start filming at Marcy Avenue. God knows what they're going to do there. Now, you all remember The Sorcerer's Apprentice with Mickey Mouse. So you try to figure out how they're going to transpose this to a modern-day train set. I haven't the slightest idea.
Ah, that's interesting. I hope they get the guys from Elevator and Escalator, because they got two elevators, a couple elevators over there. Okay, that's number one. I get my answer there. Number two, do you know anything about... You don't have to get into it because on TV it was supposedly secret. But at Grand Central Station, there was a substation at Grand Central during the war, FDR used to have his own elevator going up to the top, and now they used to have all those rotary converters. I wonder if you know anything about that.
Been there several times, Abe, and it's still there. That's substation 42T, they call it, Metro North. They had a lineup of about 8 rotary converters down there. This was a very long room. And over the years, they've modernized. The 2 rotaries are still there, and some of the original control boards are still there. But they put all the new solid-state equipment in there. And FDR's car, he used to have a special railroad car. And they're surmising that it's still down there. They found the blue car. It's a strange setup with bulletproof glass and everything, so it has its own little siding, again, where that special elevator is that brings them up into the hotel.
That would be interesting to see, because I saw it on, they had it on TV, and that would be very interesting. You're talking about doing the biggest hassle they had down there is there was a shoot to kill during the war, that if anybody brought any sand down, they would shoot them before you threw the sand into the rotary converters. Let me teach you, think you are in a group.
Well, they were worried about that because Grand Central was a terminal, and that power station pretty much fed everything from Grand Central all the way to the Bronx border. And if that station ever went offline, they would cripple all the troop trains they had at the time, even the freight cars coming down that way. So they were really afraid of it. As for the shoot to kill and everything else, well, they have this historian, Dan Brooker, that gets on TV every once in a while. And he likes embellishing things, but we sit back and let him do it. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Now, that would be interesting to see. If you ever go down there or whatever, give me a call. I'd love to go back. I'd love to go see that. I was just rotary converters at Dyckman Street that we used to have. I used to watch them, and I remember a couple of the rotary converters during a high humidity day that almost killed somebody because it arced over. It was like a lightning bolt. Okay, don't want to monopolize it. So, Robbie, take it. WB2PQR. Got some of my answers. My questions answered.
I'm having your answers questioned. Let's see what Steve is up to. FBR.
Yep, we're still here. WA2AXZ, this is W2FBR. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing some of that big stuff, too. You know, as a matter of fact, speaking of which, Lobi, I'm going to have to get the... that soft cover book regarding the power and substations of the subway system, and have you put your John Hancock on it. I know there's loads of pictures in there and some technical information, but I haven't gotten a copy of it yet. So I think I'll have to do that, and you're on it. Before I forget, I did get your email about Tom, by the way. Like I said, I'm kind of in a time warp here. I'm so far behind. And I heard on the Night Watch the other night, I actually check in with those guys once in a while because 160 is almost impossible. And one of the fellows, I think it was Rich, W4RHM, let me let this drop. I think Rich, W4RHM, is acting as net control. It was either him or 3XAF. But I heard him mentioning about Tom's situation. And from what he said, if I'm not mistaken, it all revolved around, a sugar problem or a diabetic problem. And, I think that's where they're starting to look at, and I think they got a handle on it. And supposedly he's running the net again, so and he's back home. Now, don't take that as gospel, but I was hearing bits and pieces of it thanks to crummy band conditions on 40 a few nights ago. But they seem to have some kind of a handle on why he was blacking out. WA2AXZ, W2FBR, sitting stationary mobile in front of the sandwich place.
All right. W2FBR, WA2AZ, and the K2IAT group. By the way, they moved, I'm trying to find out where they went. They moved the night watch up a couple of cycles there. Apparently there's another group that moved in down below and they refused to move, and it was easier for the gang to move up. I think it's either 7191, 7193, wherever. I'll have to remember where all the stuff is. But nevertheless, I talked to Tom's wife that first night when he went into the hospital. And Tom always has to keep some kind of sugar or candy with him. You know, he doesn't admit he has diabetes, and then, you know, there are so many other conditions that could be too. But he always says that after he first blacked out, matter of fact, he did the first time he went down, he was at a Cabela's, the sports store, in Ohio there, and he was hell bent on getting some sports equipment there. He loves to go fishing, and they had to take him to the hospital a couple of years ago. But again, he's always had to keep the little sugar and orange juice and something close by when he feels faint. They'll probably put him on that sugar meter there, and he'll probably have to test his blood every day, be it diabetes or what, but hopefully we all wish him the best. All right, let's go back up to Charlie, W2YZX. You got the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Okay, very good. Yeah, I heard you mentioning that movie, Sorcerer's Apprentice. And they've been filming a movie outside of 2 Broadway for the last couple of weeks. You've probably seen all the equipment piled up all over the neighborhood there. And I didn't know what it was until the other day, it had some kind of a permit hanging on a pole, and it had the name Sorcerer's Apprentice. So somebody told me they saw the actor Nicolas Cage there the other day, so whatever. When it finally comes out, we'll give a look, I guess. And one other thing. Forgot what I was going to say. So back to you.
You had a derailment in your train of thought. Nicolas Cage. That's an interesting character for Sorcerer's Apprentice. As I said, after watching the original Sorcerer's Apprentice cartoon, for the life of me, I don't know what they're going to do, realize. So we'll have to see. And you're talking to someone, by the way, that may go to a movie twice a year. And I haven't been to the movies yet. I'm not going to see Pelham 1, 2, and 3, because we live it every day. Who wants to see people stealing trains? I'm more interested in watching Harry Potter, and we'll see what else comes around. I didn't even want to see the Star Trek, because that mangled the original one. So, let's just put out the announcement again. This is the K2IRT. New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to trains, whatever's on the table. You don't have to be a member of K2IRT, just check in and be part of the fun for the night there. If anyone's looking for information about K2IRT, check out K2IRT on the QRZ website. And you got contact numbers and a little history there. And I may put that new picture of us standing under that nice PA-33 there, Charlie, and the rest of the thing. So let's give it up to Abe, and then we'll go back to Steve. WD2-CQR, she's all yours, Abe.
Right, very good. WB2FDR, WB2YZX, WA2AXZ. Very good, very good. I know exactly what you're talking about. Poem 123 didn't turn me on. I didn't see it, but I just saw parts of the original group. We did see Star Trek, and we did enjoy it. It tied up. I liked the original series, and what's interesting is they did a very, very good job of tying up the loose ends of the original Star Trek, the pilot with Commander Pike and the whole bit. I'm not going to go into that. That's another story unto itself. They did a very nice job of getting into it. I'm sure there's going to be more after this one. And very good. It'll be interesting to see the Sorcerer's Apprentice. It could be interesting. Like, I still say all of Walt Disney, some of the stuff with Mickey Mouse and all of that, these guys must have been high on something when some of the stuff was out. And I'll leave it at that. Other than that, I really don't have too much to say. I'll probably try and get something maybe I'll get going on the 29-6 and see that since that's been opening up. I'll play around. There's always something going on.
Well, I definitely been keeping busy. They enjoy hitting the Hamptons. In fact, we're going to it. There's one in Jersey this weekend, but with all the rain, who knows? Who knows? We'll have to see what happens. Okay, Charlie, so we'll send it back to you. And other than that, not much really going on over here. WB2YZX, send it off. WB2PQR, K2IRT. Repeat it. No, K2. Oh, I should. I'll let it go with that. This is the W2CMA repeater and K2IRT club.
Okay, very good. Not much else on my end. I'll give it over to Steve in a minute. You say, Lobo, you go to the movies twice a year. Last time I was in a movie theater, I saw E.T. So I'm guessing that was like 1982, maybe. So, actually, if I wanted to go to the movies, I don't know where I could find a theater anymore, to be honest with you. But that's a thing of the past. That's not my idea of fun. I'd rather spend $100-some-odd to see a Broadway show, but haven't done too much of that lately either. Over to you, Lobby, WA2AXE, WB2YZX.
That's what I'm doing on Saturday. My friend and writer, that Joan Reagan and her husband, invited me to see a play with them. They got tickets for the St. Walter Boys. It's right around the corner from Esso, so I'm going to be running around there Saturday doing that, and then we're going to go out to dinner. So if I knew ahead of time, you know, I go to a play once in a blue moon, you see what's going on. I can tell you the last play I saw was Fiddler on the Roof with Harvey Fierstein. And what a tevye he made. if you know how Harvey Firestone has that rough, gravelly voice there, and what a character. What a character there. And, I'm sitting here looking at the calendar, and I think, I'm not sure, but I think I have 6 months and barely a handful of days. I'll probably be pulling the plug on January 1st. We'll have to see about that. I'm starting to get all the ducks in a row over there, but it hit a point when I went down to the NICEs that the guys looked at me and said, "You're working for nothing." And when I went to see the pension counselor in the TA, he said the same thing. So I've got a lot of stuff that I want to do, a lot of stuff that I want to see. I'm still going to do plenty of work with the Transit Museum because we're working on special exhibits, so I'm not going to be too far. I'm not going to be too far, but at least I'll put the rat race behind me. I don't have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and listen to everybody's tale of woe. You know, I'll just sit back and do what I do and have a little fun. Hey, it's about time. 1970 to 2010, 40 years. That's enough. That's enough. All right, Steve. What else you got going on up in 207 Street? They got the low V's all rebuilt and ready to go? Are they going to be a bit reliable this time?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they put all the original Westinghouse pumps back underneath them. And they actually got the brakes straightened out on the one car, so it's like 1,000 times better, Lobie. Much, much better than it had been before. Go ahead.
All right. As I said, I found out about it because I was with Art Murphy today at this presentation there, and he gave me a heads up of what was going on. By the way, I sent a couple pictures out. Yesterday I took a ride to Lenox and 132nd Street where we had the old substation 16. It's an old 1904 power station that we shut down years ago, and it just sat there. I was working with the real estate people, maybe about 4 years ago, and some concern wanted to come in there and turn the inside of it into apartments. And apparently that thing fell through. So yesterday I was out there while it was just a little bit of sunshine, and I watched them demolish the building. They're starting to take the thing down. But it's funny that they had all these, 1903, 1904, the decorative terracotta sconces and work over the doors and the windows. The new owner of the area there is saving that, and I'm trying to wrangle a piece of it for the Transit Museum. We'll have to see how far we get. Back to you, Steve.
Ah, very interesting. Well, good luck. Anyway, well, to get a load of this, it's almost 10 minutes to 0 hour here. It's 8:46. But, just been running around like a maniac. Today, I really earned my money today because I had to put together the 8-car train of SMEs to pick up all the rail buffs and the museum members, folks who picked up tickets. Supposedly we're going to be picking them up down at Grand Central from the shuttle platform, taking them up to East 180th Street, dropping them there at the East, and put the SMEs in the yard, and then pull the LOVs out, and then run up and down White Plains and Dyer a couple of times, and then I guess the trip will fall into place after that. You know, they're supposed to be having a Bronx Zoo tour also that the museum is holding. So you can either go to the Bronx Zoo on a tour, or you can ride with the Raelians on the subway trains. W2AX Senior Group, W2FBR.
Then tigers and bears, oh my.
Well, you know, you have to hand it to the gang at the museum that they're always trying to do things to bring people in, and it's just amazing that just about every one of these fan trips and every one of these little things that they do is sold out. They got me hooked into doing another New York open house in October, and I usually do two tours, and we'll probably add a third one at Old Substation 13. I moved around the city every couple of years, and I went to Brooklyn 22 and went to Prospect Park, the good old Malbone Street. But I think the last set I'll do over in Substation 13 and be done with it there. It's closer to the office, and I don't have to schlep all that stuff around there. All right. Yeah, you're right. It's getting close to the top of the hour. Let's see if Charlie has anything interesting. Again, I talked to Wally today, and he'll get a last minute note out on Monday. Just opening it up to see what we're going to bring. You know, I'm not worried about antennas and equipment or everything. I'm worried about eating. You know me. I'm happy to say that one of the crews brought a small refrigerator there, so it's going to make life a little bit easier for us to put the sodas and the milk and everything for the coffee, so we'll keep things at least in that refrigerator. I'll turn it on during next week and get it nice and cold there. But matter of fact, I'm looking at my list from last year. Hold on. From last year, I'm going to read a quick list of what we had. A pound of ham, a pound of bologna, a pound of salami, a pound of roast beef, a pound of turkey, a pound of pastrami, a pound of Swiss, a pound of American, 2 pounds of potato salad, 2 of macaroni, 2 of coleslaw, rye bread, white bread, sandwich rolls, mustard mayo, kosher dill, bread and butters, 2 gallons of moo, sweet and low, cookies, pretzels, chips and dips, Kraft cheese, sugar, coffee,
I've got the paper right here. We don't kill ourselves on field day, but I think we all pack on the pounds. Over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX.
Yeah, maybe they should call it food day. Well, anyway, I mean, that's just all part of the whole festive process there, but, hey, let's see. We should have a barbecue. I don't know. At any rate, I look forward to it, and we always have fun. And Steve and Abe, if you want to come down, by all means do so. We always have a good time. And I never really operated field day until we started the club. And everyone's been a guest. So even when strange things happen, like thunderstorms and a minor disaster, things of that sort, it's always fun, so come on down and join the fun. So with that, I'll say 7-3, I'll be on the side, and back to you, Bobby, and you can do whatever it is you do there. W-H-O-A-X-Z, W-B-T, why is it X?
Alright.
AWB2YZX on the K2IRT group.
Alright, you have a good one there, because at the end we'll wrap it up, and I'll just stop off on 160, say hi to Tom and the gang. See if I can find out where the night watch guys went. Either they went to 7193 or 7293. I forgot the frequency, but I'll try to just chop in on them and say hi if I can find them then. Abe, she's yours, WB2PQR. You got the K2IRT group.
I'm sorry to butt in, Lobby. I meant to mention that they're on 7191 now. They're on 7191,
W2FBR. Oh, all right. Matter of fact, Russ is out there, K1LRB. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Abe, she's all yours.
Got it. Yeah, very good. Very good. Lobby, I'll tell you, I went down to Meister's and did the exact same thing, and I'm sure I don't have to give you any advice. You know it all already, and what they're telling you. I was working for nothing. I said, the heck with this. Don't need it. I got too many other things. Believe it or not, I'm doing a lot more work now. People who are working need things done. I help them out, and this way they don't have to take a day off. So it's very nice, very nice. I'm sure you'll have plenty to do when you pack it in. Sure of that. Yeah. Maybe next week or whatever, I'll get together with you and talk to you about what's going on at the museum. I guess they got the way you're talking. I guess they got one of those old car, get-togethers and the old car runarounds that runs around the city. Out to the Y, across the bridges and everything else. Okay, very good. I will toss it to you, I guess, then I'll go QRT, get a little bit of something to eat. You guys got me hungry. WA2AXZ, WB2PQR in the group, and WB2PQR will be going QRT after your final.
Alrighty.
Well, definitely, the museum has these car runs, these special fan trips. And they usually make the announcements in the website, www.mtainfo.org. Again, it's www.mtainfo.org. Or just Google or gaggle the Transit Museum, and you'll find their website there. And you just check the calendar. I don't know what else is coming up. I'm going to turn it over to Steve. Maybe Steve can enlighten us on anything that he knows that's coming down the road. W2FBR, she's all yours.
Lobby must be on 160 meters, W2FBR.
I'm talking.
Steve, other than this thing at Grand Central, do you know of any other sand trips they have planned the next couple of months?
I think they're having one in August. I think they're running the R9s. I think they're going to do a piggyback thing with that as well. Go on a tour of the... I think it's supposed to actually start down at the museum and then You have a choice of going on a tour of the Museum of Natural History, or you can continue north and have a tour of the 207th Street shop, my stomping ground. So I think that's what's going on, but you know how all this stuff is. It's, you know, they throw the puzzle pieces up in the air, and wherever they fall, oh, okay, well, look, this looks good, now we'll work from there. So it's kind of sketchy so far, Lobie. Go ahead.
Yeah, heads up before the August thing, and I'll try to spend some time up there. All right. We'll put a lid on it for another busy week. Everyone is going to be all talked out by next week. One of the fun things about Field Day is that after those 2 days of Field Day, ham radio is very quiet for a week after, because people are so tired of talking and calling the CQ, they want to just turn off the radio and rest their voices for a week. And I do the same thing. Guys, thanks for stopping by. Again, the K2IRT group is here every Thursday night, except for the first of the month, the face-to-face meetings there. If you want to find information, check out the QRZ website, the K2IRT, and you got a little history and some of the contact numbers there. Again, thanks to Rich and everybody on the repeater system for allowing us the use of this hour. And we're going to turn it back over to regular amateur use, and I'm going to QSY quickly up to the night watch on 7191 and then break in on Tom on 160 meters. Guys, have a great night from WA2AXZ and the K2IRT.